it can be intimidating when you're starting to identify your behaviors, both positive and negative. And so I think that this is good to put like pen to paper too, because now I can see it. It's not something that's just floating around my mind.
Yes.
It's just me like having to address what is real, not what I think. And so I'm just thinking, like, when we're doing this, even though there is opportunity to be overwhelmed, there is opportunity to go into places of victory and see things the way that God sees
Amen.
Them. And so this is encouraging. This is very encouraging.
Welcome to the Growing True Disciples Practice Cast, a podcast where we help you practice the skills of a disciple. If you're someone who has a deep desire to grow in your relationship with the Lord and draw closer to Him, or you just know that you aren't where you need to be in your relationship with the Lord and you need to make a change, then we invite you to come practice with us. My name is Nathan Wiggins, and with me, I have the lovely Adrian Cooper.
Hello.
And the wonderful Matt Bagdonis.
Hello.
They will be participating as students in this practice cast, and I will be the teacher for this skill. And today, we're going to be practicing the skill of recognizing skills. And we're going to do that because this skill is important because the vast majority of human behaviors can be reduced to a skill that you can improve. If you get better at recognizing skills, then you can get better at improving your behaviors. And so our agenda for today is going to be pretty simple. All we're going to do is we're going to go through some background information. We're going to go over some definitions for this skill. But then we're also going to talk about the system for improving this skill and the mechanics of this skill. All the system is the components of the skill. And when we talk about the mechanics, we're going to talk about how we can get better at the different components of the skill. And then after we understand the system, mechanics, and all the other information we need, we're going to just practice a couple of reps. Then once we get through practicing those reps, we're going to just complete this podcast. And so if you have not done so already, please go to growingtruedisciples.com and download the accompanying PDF document for this so you can follow along and practice with us. Y'all ready to get started?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good. Okay, so we're going to start off with the background knowledge. So the background knowledge for this skill, improving the skill of recognizing skill, is simply we want to have the ability to recognize the different patterns and the different behaviors that we have in our lives. If we recognize the behavior, if it is a skill that can be improved, we want to improve that skill. We look at it and we say, this is something I need to get better at. And so on the worksheet, we says the better you are at identifying skills, the better you will be at improving your behaviors. With better behaviors, you have a better chance of fulfilling your God-given calling. So that's kind of the why behind this. We want to improve our behaviors. And we improve our behaviors two ways. We get rid of bad behaviors and we enhance and strengthen good behaviors. That's how we get better behaviors. And so relevant information for us is how are we defining a skill? So just so we're all on the same page, we define a skill as any human behavior that can be improved over time. We are defining a skill as any human behavior that can improve over time. Now, what is a behavior? A behavior is an action you engage in. That can be internally, that can be externally, it can be with other people. So a behavior is just some action that you engage in. Any thoughts or questions about that?
No, sir. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Yep. I understand. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the system of recognizing skills. The system for recognizing skills. So the system is just the components, the inner working, the mechanisms for the skill. So the system for recognizing skill is we broke it down into five components. Component number one is reflect on the scenario or prepare for a scenario. So you can look at either your past or you can look either or into your future. And if you look in your past, you look into your future, you can just look at a scenario. It doesn't matter scenario, you can just pick any kind of scenario. Once you pick that scenario, number two, identify what behaviors made this scenario good or bad. And so let's just say last week I walked my dog and I had a terrible experience. why was that experience bad? In the future, I'm expecting to get a raise. How can I prepare, or how will I behave when that experience comes? So we identify what behaviors. So walking my dog, I accidentally stepped in what he did on the side of the road, and it bothered me for the rest of the day. If you're looking at the future, I want to be happy, but I don't want to gloat or something like that. You just identify different behaviors that were inside of that scenario. Then you write down those behaviors. You write down, and I say write down, you want to just catalog them. You want to find a way, write down, type down, put in your memory log. You want to catalog each one of those behaviors. Number four, we want to write down the skill that corresponds to improving that behavior. So we first identify what we did, and then we identify, okay, what's the skill that I could get better at? And so if I was walking my dog last week and I stepped on what he did on the side of the road, and now I'm just frustrated for the rest of the day, then I need to get better at contentment, because there's so many good things that happened on that walk, but I couldn't get over those things because I could just kept smelling what my dog did. And so I need to make sure that I am content. So the behavior I had was agitation and frustration, and the thing I can do to get better at, or the skill I can improve, is contentment. And then we just repeat that. And so we do that. If you want to build the skill, you just keep identifying behaviors in your past or in your present. You keep identifying the skill that corresponds to that behavior. Make sense?
Yes, sir.
And then we go to the mechanics of recognizing skill. So the mechanics of recognizing skill. So now this is, how does each one of those little components work? So how do you reflect? How do you reflect on a past, or how do you reflect on a past scenario, or anticipate a future scenario? One, you can write it down. Mm-hmm. You can look at your schedule. You can verbalize what you just did or what you think you're going to be doing. All of those are different ways you can reflect on a skill. How do you identify behavior? You can identify behavior by, what did I say, think, or do towards anybody, any entity, whether it be towards yourself, towards God, towards other people? What did I say, think, or do? Last week when I stepped on the side of the road and I stepped in what my dog did, what did I say, think, or do after I stepped in his mess? And I just start going through all those different things. If I just ask that, what did I say, think, or do towards the situation, towards this person, in that event, then I have identified those behaviors. And then after that, you just write it down. That's pretty self-explanatory. And then number four says, how do I know which skill corresponds to behavior? So just because I have a behavior, how do I know which out of all the skills out there? Let's just say I stepped on my dog, what he did on the side of the road, and I feel frustrated. What skill do I need to get better at? And so we can just read right here. If you can identify the core theme of a behavior, that will generally tell you what skill you need to build. For example, if you are early to a meeting for work, being early is the behavior and time management is the skill. The core theme of being early is how a person views time. So for me, when I stepped on my dog's poop last week, and all this, I don't even have a dog yet. I'm really just making this up. But when I stepped on his poop on the side of the week, I felt frustrated because I've got a dirty shoe now and I'm smelling what he did. And I wanted to clean it up, but I didn't get a chance to. Now it's on me. So the core theme of that is being displaced from being happy. I'm doing this on the fly. So being displaced from being happy. So happiness and contentment are the things that come to my mind, are the behaviors or the things I need to work at. And then you just repeat it after that. Any questions or thoughts about this system and the mechanics?
No, sir.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So discontentment was the behavior. So in our example here, so we have that being early is the behavior, mm-hmm. and time management is the skill, mm-hmm. that allows someone to be early. So if someone is easily frustrated, like in the example that you gave, or easily displaced from being content what is the skill per se that is associated with being content?
I would say there are a number of different skills, and that's a great point, that skills have layers to them. Mm-hmm. So I would say that inside of contentment, one of the skills that you could, contentment itself is a skill, but what undergirds contentment, one would be gratitude. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just thankful. Look at all the amazing things I have at my disposal today. Yes, I stepped in this, but man, I got my health. I can actually walk my dog. People can't walk the dog. And so I can do that. Being thankful, that kind of ties into ties into gratitude, Thanksgiving. And maybe if I flesh it out, there are a couple of other skills as well. So that's the one that I gravitated to, was contentment. Mm-hmm. But if you would have gravitated to Thanksgiving or gratitude or one of those other skills, that would have been fine as well. And I think you still would have achieved, you would have got better after the situation.
Okay.
What you thinking?
I'm thinking that if we identify behaviors as anything we think, say, or do, like just in your scenario alone, because mm-hmm. I can see how, like outside of that scenario, how this transcends to different experiences we have in life. Mm-hmm. Contentment seems to be, maybe it's the thing you do, you are content.
Mm-hmm.
And so that feels like more of a behavior, but gratitude, like, okay, I'm thankful that I'm able to clean this up. I'm thankful that I stepped in it as opposed to somebody else. Maybe I didn't see it. I'm able to prevent somebody else from having to step in this and have to go out their way for the day. Just a number of things. Gratitude in this scenario seems to be more of the skill versus discontentment seems to be the thing that I do. Like, I get discontent anytime something happens that I don't like.
Mm-hmm. I'm not disagreeing with that at all. Not disagree. So it is fluid. The core idea is to, you did everything that we want to do. So even if let's just say I missed the mark, because it's on the fly scenario, and I said contentment. As long as you get somewhere close to what you're trying to improve, that's still walking forward in the right direction.
Okay.
And so if I would repeat what you said, if I understand you correctly, gratitude is the skill that I need to build, and the behavior was discontentment.
Yes.
And I think what I did in my mind was I said that discontentment was the behavior. And so I just said, well, what's the opposite of discontentment?
Mm-hmm.
Contentment.
Yeah.
That's just what I went to.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, what can I do to be content? And then I said, well, in order to be content, I can have gratitude.
Yeah.
That's what, all those synapses fired off in that 20-second example.
Yeah.
And so, but what you did was, I'm discontent.
And I need to change my behavior, therefore I need to change my skills.
Yes, yes, yes. You either, and so when you,
or
when
it comes. Add some skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, add some skills, take something away. Sometimes, like, complaining, we may not see it like that, but complaining is a skill.
Yeah.
And we can get better with it over time. We can get really, really good at complaining, finding all the negative, all the evil, all the bad, all the wrong things.
Yeah.
I want to get rid of that altogether.
Okay. So, because I'm looking for clarity here now.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
Does complaining fall up under behavior, because that's something I say and do,
mm-hmm.
or think, because I can think complaints.
Mm-hmm.
And then what would be the skill that I need to do in order to combat complaining
or
change that behavior of complaining to finding solutions?
It could be gratitude.
Okay.
It could be thinking the best. It could be optimism. Any of those could be things that we could do to combat the behavior of complaining. And I also say that behaviors can be skills. Prayer is a behavior and it is a skill. And so many times, so the behavior, mm-hmm. reason why I'm calling it behavior, because that's the action.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I know the action, then I can assign the skill to it. And so behaviors just gets us in the mindset of I'm looking for an action. I'm looking for how I behaved. Mm-hmm. Once I can identify how I behave, then I go to whatever skill that may be. And so behavior first, skill second. Now, can those be the
Can they overlap?
Yes, yes. They almost always will overlap in some way, shape, or form. Because if we go back to our definition, a skill is any human behavior that can be improved mm-hmm. over time. And a behavior is an action you engage in.
Okay.
And so if I'm engaging in an action, then that's something that I can get better at or worse at.
Gotcha.
And this is why you often hear coaches say, practice doesn't make perfect.
Perfect
practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Because I need to get better at the good thing and not the below average or the mediocre or poor thing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions?
No.
No, sir.
It's good stuff. So that's the mechanics. That's the system of the skill. And those are the relevant definition. All right. Are y'all ready to start practicing?
Absolutely. That's
what we're here for. All right. So we're ready to start practicing. Now, before we start these reps, y'all, I need to remind y'all a couple of things. One, if you have not downloaded the document off of growing2disciples.com, be sure to go and download that document. And number two, when we start to do the reps, there are two different kinds of reps. One rep is a physical rep. And a physical rep is, this means that we go through the motions and we go through the rep, we practice it using our actual bodies. We're doing something physical in order to perform the rep. So sometimes the reps are physical, but then sometimes the reps are mental. And that just means that we go through the motions in our mind, but we don't actually have to do anything physical. I don't have to lift anything. I don't have to move my hands any kind of way. It's a mental rep. But whichever rep is being performed, just make sure that you remember to be fully present and engaged as you're going through all of the reps. So we're ready to get started, and we'll start practicing with rep number one.
Okay.
All right. So rep number one, how we're going to do this is we are going to go through a couple of different scenarios. If you downloaded it, you'll see these scenarios. You can read along. But we're going to have a few reps to go through on practicing, recognizing skills. And we're going to start off with Matt. What Matt is going to do, he's going to read through the first scenario. And then we're going to talk about what behaviors did Matt identify and then what skills are associated with these behaviors. Just follow along with that system and mechanics that we talked about earlier in the episode. So, Matt, whenever you're ready, just read through it, and we'll go from there.
All right. Scenario number one, running to the grocery store, you have a huge list of items that you need to get. You have dinner guests coming over tonight, and you want to be a great host. You nearly hit a little old lady crossing the street because you're in a hurry, but you wave and say that you are sorry and you didn't mean to scare her. Once you get to the store, you remember that you have a budget of $100 and you go in with confidence that you will stick to it. As you are in the store, you notice the Kit Kat bars in line and you just can't resist. So you grab three packs and add them to your total. Your total bill comes out to $135. It bothers you that you missed your target, but you rationalize the bill by saying, well, as long as I'm a good host, the cost will be worth it. So the first one identified behaviors, correct?
Uh-huh. So which, right. When you read that, what are all the behaviors that you identified? And take your time if you need to.
Sure. So if I start with the I'm going to start with my definition of behavior, which is an action that I engage in internally, externally, or with other people. Okay. So I would say one behavior to start with is preparation was a behavior. I was trying to prepare for this. At the same time, a behavior was a little bit maybe last minute, it sounds like, because I'm running to the grocery store and mm-hmm. I have dinner and I wanted to be preparation, but maybe a little late in my planning could mm-hmm. be a possible behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly hit a little old lady crossing the street. So I think of a behavior there as haste, you know, or kind of back to being in a hurry. But I did show some kindness and when I waved it, obviously I almost hit the old lady, but I'm also thinking in terms of, hey, I showed kindness because mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I realize mm-hmm. this. I had some self-awareness to apologize and kind of own behavior was own my actions mm-hmm. In that moment. Once I get to the store, I have a budget. So I guess, well, that kind of still ties back to preparation. Mm-hmm. I did start off by saying, here's my goal, mm-hmm. Going with confidence. Another behavior is I did cave in the moment there, I guess, with the Kit Kat. That's kind of my kryptonite. I guess the Kit Kat bars are hard to refuse. So I would say that I think how would I call that behavior? Maybe, I guess what would you call that? What would you call that behavior, Adrian? Do you have a thought on that?
I would say it's something about, what's the opposite of self-control?
Impulse, maybe?
Maybe impulsive.
Could it be impulsive?
Yeah. That's how I define it. Is that fair? I call it an impulse.
All right, so I like
impulsive.
That. Thank you, Adrian. I was kind of stuck on trying to figure out what I would call that. My total comes out to 135, so I missed it, but I guess from a behavior, I do see some positive attitude, you know, in terms of like, you know, trying to say, okay, like, yes, I did prepare and had a budget. I missed it. And sure, there's one part of that where I say, you know, I could have maybe undone some of that. But at the same time, I think, okay, I was positive saying, well, if I'm a good host and there could be a return for doing that. So,
So very optimistic.
Yeah, there you go. That's a better way of saying it. Optimistic. Thank you. All right. Nathan, do you want me to next start identifying the skills that are associated with it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when I think of the preparation / I think there's a time management skill wrapped up in here. I'm going to write time management. Let's also go to, I'd say there's a self-awareness skill that I see inside of here that I could build upon, self-aware. If I go back to I would say there's also a self-discipline skill. I'm tying that back to the behaviors that I had with like both owning my actions and then the impulsivity. I know that that's kind of self, but there's also self-discipline I see. Yeah, so I'll start with those three. I think for me, I see time management, self-awareness, and then self-discipline.
Adrian, you want to add anything to that?
I don't know if this would be considered a skill or a behavior, but in the end, the host seems to be some kind of generous in their approach to, I may have spent over, but it's for a good cause.
I absolutely will look at that.
That's a great point.
Anything else, or?
I think that's it.
Yeah, I had pretty much most of the ones that I had. The only other one I had that I didn't hear was rationalization.
Okay.
I think rationalization is a behavior. You rationalize like, because you could have also taken that same energy and say, okay, did I get anything that I really didn't need? You could have took the opportunity to review what you had put into your basket, and if there's something that I just really didn't need, one item could have got you back under budget. But it was just
that's a great point.
Immediately going to the rationalization. Oh well, I want to be a good host. I want to, you know, this and the other. And still, I mean, like I said, I agree with the generosity too. But if you set the budget, integrity is another skill that I forgot. I just thought about in this moment. But if you set the budget of $100, integrity says I'm going to stick to my $100. And rationalization actually fights that integrity so you can get what you think you need to get. And I'm sure rationalization has some place, but no, that's what rationalization does. It will mask itself as something good so to make up for a bad behavior or a poor behavior, which is if you set the budget of $100, then integrity says let's stick to it or let's do something else. If it really... You don't want to rationalize and compromise. That's what I'm looking for. Okay. Compromise, the 135. Now, obviously, can we do it? Is it the end of the world that if we do it? No, not really. But the purpose of this exercise is at least just recognizing those skills. And I think integrity, rationalization are a couple of other ones that I saw.
Okay. I will say that I appreciate how Matt listed these skills without the negative connotation, because in my mind, I'm like, I guess this is poor time management. But if they do have a good sense of self-awareness, since they are apologizing for some of the behaviors that they've noticed on their way. There seems to be a lack of self-discipline because of the Kit Kat bars. But if you just list these things in any type of scenario, like list these skills, it doesn't have to be like this negative edge. It's just like, where are there areas for improvement?
Yep. And that's so, and that's one of the, that's really one of my hopes for this endeavor with this practice cast. I think the statistic, I don't have an exact study for it, but Antonio told me, your husband said that 70% of the thoughts in a person's mind are negative.
Yeah.
That means 7 out of 10 thoughts you think are negative. That's crippling.
Yes.
And I would dare say that many of the things we do are not as negative as we think they are. Mm-hmm. So one of my hopes with this is to help us see that we don't have to always focus on the bad behaviors. What are behaviors that we're great at that we can continue to get better at? What are things that we're good at that I can, that I need to become great at? But most of the time, or many times, we won't even get to the place where I see this as a good behavior. To even recognize that that was kindness. That was a great thing that he waved back at the old, I didn't mean to almost hit you. I shouldn't have been in a hurry, but I didn't mean to almost hit you. Recognizing that was on the money. And so I think even moving forward, one of our things has to be, all right, there is negative here, but the negative should never just so outweigh the positive as well. So I appreciate that as well. Yeah. And that's almost a skill, like thinking the best, looking at the best.
Having a neutral, just it's neutral.
Yes, yes.
And looking at how it can go, you know, it either way on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the thing. This is where I am on the spectrum. How do I move up the spectrum?
Yep. I think that's kind of how I looked at it without visualizing it. But
yes.
The way you put it was perfect. This is where I am on the spectrum. How can I go in the right direction? And when we recognize the skill, the enemy you don't see is the enemy that defeats you. But once I know what the skill is, now I can see where I am on that spectrum and decide either to get rid of that poor behavior or improve the good behavior.